Lesson 12, the last lesson of the basic book, and it deals with money and its denominations. For 1 cent, we say peyak piapiskus. 5 cents, nianan piapiskus. 10 cents, mitatat piapiskus. 15 cents, niananosap piapiskus. 20 cents, nistanau piapiskus. 1 quarter or 25 cents, peyaksunias. 30 cents, nistomtanau piapiskus. 50 cents or 2 quarters, nisosonias. 75 cents, nistosonias. $1, 4 quarters, neosonias. $1 and a quarter, 5 quarters, niananosonias. $1 and a half or 6 quarters, nikotoasiksonias. Tepakopsonias, $1.75, and it means 7 quarters. Neopehigan tells us a paper bill, a paper dollar. A silver dollar was known as tahtuapisk. Piapiskus means something that is metal, a piece of metal, and a penny or a cent. Sonias tells us money because it is silver. Because like gold is money, but it is called yellow money because it is yellow. Neopagan means $1, one paper dollar. Let's read. Otin nianan piapiskus. Take 5 pennies. Otin nianan sonias. Take 5 quarters. Otin nianan neopehigan. Take $5. Give me 2 quarters. Mi yin nisosonias. Give me 3 quarters. Mi yin nistosonias. And me in neosonias, give me 4 quarters. Me in nikotoasik sonias, give me 6 quarters. I have money. Dayawau sonias. Now, sonias tells us smaller denominations of money, such as dollar bills and quarters and nickels and dimes. But soniao, which is a large amount, tells us like a roll of bills, quite a large roll of bills. Money is known to be animate. The question asked is why is money animate? Money keeps you alive. It travels from pocket to pocket. It buys necessities, and it pays your bills. So therefore, it is known to be animate. We must use animate grammar for the arrangements. I have money, dayawau soniao. I have a dollar bill. Dayawau peyak neopehigan. Now, neopehigan misleads people. Neo means 4, and many people think it is like $4, but it isn't. It's a $1 bill. Why the neo? because it is made up of four quarters. Long ago, there was quarter money, which was paper, like a dollar bill. And it took four of these little paper quarter bills to make a dollar bill. Dayawau peyak neopehigan. I have $2 bill. Dayawau niso neopehigan. I have a $5 bill. Dayawau nianan neopehigan. Do you have a $5 bill? Kitayawau chi nianan neopehigan. Do you have a $10 bill? Kitayawau chi mitata neopehigan. Do you have a $20 bill? Kitayawau chi nistanau neopehigan. Now, even when you talk of 20, which is like a plural amount, whatever you're talking about is never pluralized because you still have only one, like one $20 bill, one $10 bill. You've only got one piece of paper. However, when you have like three $1 bills, Dayawawak nisto neopehiganak. You pluralize it when you start having, like for $3, you have three pieces of paper. Then you start pluralizing. I have five $1 bills. Dayawawak nianan neopehiganak. I have eight $1 bills. Dayawawak ainaneo neopehiganak. Kitayawawak chi mitata neopehiganak. Do you have 10 $1 bills? And the words are pluralized. Tom has four pennies. Tom ayaweo neo piopiscus. Jim has 20 pennies or 20 cents. Jim ayaweo nistanao piopiscus. Jim has $2. Jim ayaweo niso neopehigan. Bob has $5.30. Bob ayaweo nianan neopehigan mina nistosonias. Tom has $5 $1 bills and 30 cents. Tom ayaweo nianan neopehiganak mina stomtanao piopiscus. Did Bob give his brother $2, such as eight quarters? Bob chimieo ostesa ainaneo sonias. Ki otineo chi soniawa. Did he take the money? He is the third person, and therefore the EW ending appears when the third person is involved. Otineo, ayaweo, nieo. You know, there's the EW ending. Na heo chi soniawa. Did he put away his money in the purse? Na teo chi soniawa o taxi. Did he get some money yesterday? did he spend his money? Meste neuchi soniawa. Did he spend the money? Meste neuchi soniawa. Did he hide the money? Kateuchi soniawa. And this is the arrangement for pluralizing money when you have more than one paper dollar in your hand. Otherwise, when you speak of a $100 bill, a $50 bill, a $20 bill, you still have one piece of paper in your hand. So therefore, it's never pluralized at that time. Now, the Cree language is involved in proclitics also. Proclitics is words such as the prefixes involved with tenses. And all persons are involved, first, second, and third person, plus tenses. Proclitics are four-letter words, such as niwi or niki or nika or nito. Those words are known as tenses. Now, when you speak of proclitics, they are found only in the native language because it is a phonetic language, and proclitics are only particle of words but pronounced in their own phonetic unit. They're pronounced in their own way, and it brings out a meaning. First, second, and third persons all have their own prefixes, like ni, always the first person, ki, the second person, and ta for the third person. Commencing advanced Cree proclitics are used at that time, but not before. Advanced Cree is involved in proclitics. End of lesson 12.